Unit 3. Exercise 9. Part 1.
And it was very good of you to fit me in at such short notice.
Not at all, Mr. Hérault. I think the quicker we can work out a response to this matter, the better. Now, let me see. I have here a copy of the original contract between Pixel Technique and Digital View. And I also have a copy of the correspondence which was exchanged between the two companies. But can I start by asking you to describe what happened?
Well, in September, I was contacted by my production manager. He informed me that our random sampling was showing inconsistencies in every single LCD screen, and that he was going to shut production down.
And what happened then?
I joined him in the production area, and we organized a series of checks to find out what the problem was. It turned out to be a minor error in chemical processing. It meant that the screens were not consistently as bright as they should have been.
Could you explain what you mean by not consistently?
Well, the screens might still have conformed to the agreed product specifications, but they didn't pass our stringent testing regime. And that's what matters. You see, the whole process is patented. It means that our digital camera display screens can be seen perfectly, even in bright sunshine.
Yes, but let me take you back to the question of these defects. Are you saying that the screens were not defective as defined in Annex 1 to the contract?
I think as far as the contractual specifications are concerned, the screens were probably still okay. But we knew there was a processing error. The screens might have developed malfunctions at a later stage. We just thought it was best for the reputation of Pixel Technique not to take any risks.
Okay. Can you explain why you had to recall so many screens? 5,000, wasn't it?
At first we thought that one batch, 500, was affected. But when we checked the sample data, it became clear that we had had the error for about 10 days.
So, if I understand you correctly, you're saying that your production manager only found the production error 10 days after it started?
I'm afraid that's right. For 10 days, the test results showed slight inconsistencies in screen brightness, but it seems that our technicians misinterpreted the results and thought the screens were fine.